5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's Independence Day Eve. It's a long weekend for a lot of us. We've got Mindy Applewhite joining us at 5:35. I honest to goodness don't even fully know how to describe the story and the events and what have you, but I'm just so grateful to her for speaking out in the first place and then agreeing to come on this show to share her story. I have to thank my friend John Burkett, crime insider over at CBS6, who had some coverage of this as well, did a great job, as he always does. So good stuff there. Quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. First of all, congratulations to each and every one of us. The big, beautiful bill has passed. The best that the leftists were able to do was performance theater in the Senate, that schmuck Schumer was able somehow, some goofy rule they have, he was able to change the name of it from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to, I don't know, something else that nobody cares about because everybody continues to call it the Big Beautiful Bill. And then over in the House of Representatives, where I should point out for the record, Congressman John McGuire and Congressman Rob Whitman both voted for passage. Voted to approve it because it's the right thing to do. But in the House, that goofy Hakeem Jeffries spoke on the floor of the House for 9 hours. Again, some theater tricks. That's what they are. Collection of clowns. I mean, they both should have come out in a little mini car and jumped out. It would have been just as effective. And frankly, it would have been a little more entertaining. Maybe they could have gotten proper clowning tips. I know a guy. Right? Do I not always know a guy? Just about always, I know a guy. So if you're looking for clowning tips, Bolly Jarrett, who in addition to being a certified public accountant and the best CPA in all of Central Virginia, according to the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and a fellow John Maxwell devotee and team member, he's also a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College. I'll bet you Bolly would have driven up to D.C. to help those two, you know, improve their clowning techniques. Would have been good. Anyway, so that's it. So the bill is passed, both the House and the Senate, as it needs to. It heads to the White House. We're getting conflicting reports about when President Trump will sign it. One brief, where was this? Fox News, right, Jerm, that said it'll be 5 o'clock tomorrow. Another thing I got said it will be 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Anyway, you slice it. The president's going to sign it, and it will mean no taxes on tips. It will mean no taxes on overtime pay. It will mean a sizable reduction in taxes for people who get Social Security. Not the total elimination, but a pretty sizable benefit. It will defund Planned Parenthood. It will get rid of millions of people receiving Medicare, Medicaid. Well, that's awful, Jeff! No, it's not. Because the people who are being kicked off the rolls as a result of this, and even being the phrase being kicked off the rolls is not necessarily correct, but those who will be kicked off the rolls are illegal aliens who are not entitled to receive those benefits in the first place. You know who else is going to lose some of their benefits? Able-bodied people who choose not to work. There will now be, just like Bill Clinton when he was in office, although Bill Clinton's work instead of welfare requirements were actually more stringent than these, but they're similar. You'll have to find something you're going to do for 80 hours a month. It could be a job, which would be great. Or it could be education. It could be training. You want to get off welfare? What a great opportunity. Get yourself a class. Learn something. Learn a skill. I think it's fine. I really do. I think it's fine. So anyway, the Jew hating communist in New York who wants to be mayor, Zohran Mamdani, he has now proposed that the city of New York buy up private property. Why? He would like the city of New York to buy up private property and turn them into communes. I told you he was a communist. We will slowly buy up the housing on the private market, he says, and convert properties into communes. Well, gosh, what could possibly go wrong? That's a great idea. Fantastic. Community oversight, community ownership. Wow. Wow. Use our wealth to build housing. Oh, okay. How are you going to do that? Oh, you're going to tax the millionaires and the billionaires. Oh, okay. How many of those millionaires and billionaires you think are going to stick around New York after you institute such asinine policies? I'm here to tell you zero, but, you know, I'm not a mathematician. Golden age, making America great again, promises made, promises kept. The economy added 147,000 jobs last month, much higher than expected. The unemployment rate has fallen. And the 2 months prior to it, the job numbers actually ticked up. They adjusted the numbers up. That never happens, except now that Trump's in office where things keep getting better and better and better and better. Economists, you know, those brilliant economists that said that 110,000 jobs would be created, and they were sure that the unemployment rate would go up. They were wrong on both counts. You know who was right on both counts? Donald John Trump. Here's another little piece out of the economic puzzle that you'll like. Foreign-born employment plunges while American-born employment soars. Not only are we creating jobs, we are creating jobs that Americans are taking. Illegal immigration is down to just about zero. Nobody ever thought that would happen. Well, once again, that's not true. Donald John Trump said it would happen. Most of us, even those of us who support President Trump, thought, well, I don't think that's really going to happen. It's happened. It's happened. Do you want Virginia to be just like New York, where the crazy guy, the Jew-hating communist, wants to be the mayor, who says not only will the city buy up property and turn it into, quote, communes, but also says that taxes should be charged according to some people's races. If you're white, you should pay more. Wow. That's something, huh? Well, if that's what you want, if you want Virginia to be like New York, you want Virginia to be like California, I would suggest to you that you vote for Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. They cannot wait to turn Virginia into California East and New York South. If that's what you're looking for, you got it. The rest of us, I'm going to say, probably looking at something else. Winsome Earl Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. I mean, that's me. You do you, right? That is chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of Jamal. You do you. But I'm here to tell you how I'm doing I, or I'm doing me, or me's doing I. That's what I'm going to do is my point. Simple as that. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.